Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
You have a mole on the side of your head. I can't see you right now because my internet's shut down.
Where?
For some reason.
But like you have a mole. Oh. No, bitch.
It's
that's on the left side of. That's
it's
a
like
dark
next
spot.
To your eye on the left side.
That's a hyperpigmentation.
I thought it was like a little mole. I've never seen it before.
Wow. Please don't talk about my hyperpigmentation.
Okay.
Oh, please. We make one joke about your tooth. Now you're like, okay, me.
I said okay. I don't know what you want from me. We can change subject. I'm not super invested. I was looking, going, oh wow, it seems something that I've not seen before. Do you have any friends in the military?
I don't have any friend. I had a friend in the military. Julius Coker was in the Navy. He was in the Navy band for many years. My friend Julius went to college together. Shout out to Julius. And he was in the Navy band, but he's not in there anymore. But I have family who was in the military. My aunt Sharon was in the Air Force for a number of years.
So I'm from like a military town, and my college was in a military town. Yeah, I do have a friend in the military. And I found that people in the military, this is a generalization, it's not across the board, it's not every single time, it's not always and forever. But people
always
in the military,
and forever.
People in the military are like more interested in clinging to old friendships than some of my friends who aren't in the military. Several of my friends who are from the military, especially now, around the age 35, they're all like reaching back out and being like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, I haven't heard from you in so long.
So like, not necessarily people like, who are just in the military, but people, just old friends. If you find your friends who are from the military.
My old friends in the military are reaching back out specifically. Like a lot of my high school friends, none of my other college friends, but like my old friends who are in the military.
Like I think maybe it's because you're from a military town, but I have old friends from high school and old friends from middle school that reach out, and they're never in the military. I think just because you're from a military town, you're noticing that these people were in the military, but I think that's just a thing that old friends do.
Well, I had friends who weren't, all of my friends were in the military. I had a lot of friends. This may shock you.
So you're saying only your friends in the military have ever reached out to you saying, hey, bitch, you reached out to like three friends from your high school on this podcast.
Only my friends have ever reached out. I said a lot of my friends from the military have been reaching out, and none of my friends from high school have been reaching out.
Bob, on this podcast, you've reached out to three of your friends from high school and you're not in the military.
The bitch that opened the cat up.
The one that you dated.
Her name was Tamika Dotson.
Tamika Dotson.
Her name was Tisha.
Morticia.
But what I'm saying is, in my experience, this is just me talking about. I don't know why you're getting so hyped about this. All I'm saying is that in my life, the people reaching out. The people that are reaching out to me are people from the military. None of my friends from high school or college who weren't in the military are reaching out to me. Even when we lived in the same city, because I went to school for theater, a few of us ended up in New York City, and I would never talk to them like ever. My only friend from high school that I really talked to is my friend Summer McCusker. She's literally the only high school friend that I have. And if you want to see Summer McCusker, you can go check out my YouTube video called Snatch Game Disaster, and she played Justin Bieber. Her and I've been friends. But yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a thing, because like my friend Shane reached out during the
Dawson?
Quarantine. I probably don't know if I should say his whole name. It's something seems weird about saying his whole name. I don't know why. But okay. Shane is in the Air Force, and we were roommates in college. And he was my roommate when we had the when the bank robber lived, when I lived with the bank robber.
John, you have some crazy ass experiences. Not the bank.
Me,
that was
Shane,
wild.
Jaime, me, Shane, Jaime, Morgan, and Malik were all living in this two bedroom house at the same time. And obviously, Morgan and Malik didn't live there long because of their criminal enterprises. But Shane reached out and was like, hey, I want you to come to my Zoom wedding. And I was like, okay. So then like he and I have been kind of like corresponding. And then you've seen Jaime before. I think you've seen Jaime before. But I would say Jaime was another very close friend of mine. But he and I were really close. So that makes sense that me and Jaime are
he like, came to New York, like, right? And he came to like a few of your shows.
Jaime came to my show. I mean, yeah, I think Jaime came to New York City last before I even knew you. Like, I was still living in Ozone Park, Queens when Jaime is like a short Latinx guy, really muscly, with a very thick Southern accent. I'm pretty sure you talked to him on the phone before.
Yeah, I probably have.
Like WhatsApp or Facebook call or something.
Can you do me a favor? I would like you to turn your wig around. So Bob's apparently only wears his hat like this. And I'm telling him when he wore it the other way, when he wore it right side front, it looks better. Can you show the people what it looks like with the hat going forward?
Yeah, for sure. I just, something about it just doesn't look good to me. Like it feels, this feels silly. I feel silly. I thought of the kind of nigga who scratches his hat when he's thinking. Like that. So I just wear I don't know why. I don't wear baseball caps very often. I actually started wearing baseball caps recently because I was working out. And when I'm sweating, there's nothing to stop the sweat from getting. I don't have hair. I don't have eyebrows. I'm not wearing a headband. There's nothing stopping the sweat getting into my eyes. So I've started wearing baseball caps recently to work out. And because I was growing my hair out for that unit, I needed to cover my head. So I was wearing baseball caps because those big hats don't match every outfit, despite me wearing them with practically every outfit. And I'm wearing this hat now because I just need to shave my head and I just haven't. Like I'm past due and I'm like, girl, I need to cover my head up. And I just feel silly. Doesn't this look silly?
No, it doesn't look silly. You wearing it backwards looks like you're like some old head trying to be cool. When you wear it backwards, you look like some old head nigga on the block trying to be cool.
Okay, people from the South, we don't say old head. So can you please switch your vernacular when you talk to me?
was G-Unit big in the South? G-Unit?
We knew who the members of, well, not all the members, we knew who G-Unit was. I mean, mostly I was thinking 50 Cent more than anybody.
Yeah.
And I know that he'd been shot several times and he
nine
and he
times, bitch. He's not walking with him anymore.
But it's really interesting to see all those rappers. I mean, I like old men now. That is so weird.
I know. Except like, 50 Cent, 50 Cent is always trolling online. He's always coming for somebody. Did you see 50 Cent? His whole thing? 50 Cent.
His name is 50 Cent.
Whatever. 50
his name
Cent,
is not
50
Cent.
Cent. I said 50 Cent.
I mean, that's
anyway.
You said 50 cents.
His name is
50 Cent.
50 Cent. Anyway, he had a whole discourse with Madonna. Did you
not
see this?
Not the gentrification of 50 Cent.
Oh my God. By the way, this is further proof how people mess with people's names. And the fans gave you a barrage of examples how people may have a pronunciation of the name, but they just go with how people pronounce it because it's easier. For example, Ariana Grande. On the Grammys, on the Tonys, they all call her Ariana Grande. Her last name is not Grande, it's Grandy. Well, she's like, everyone's going to mispronounce it. I just say Grande.
Well, also, here's a question. Is it one of those things where if you tell me your name is Grande, I'm going to say Grande. And it's like, sometimes people's names change. Sometimes people have professional names. Maybe she's like, my professional name is Grande because it's just easier to say. Everyone looks at it and says Grande. So I'm going to say Grande. Some people have multiple names. For example, I know that Ezra's last name is Michelle, but Mexico says that, but here in the U.S. they say that. But also in the, it's so weird because in the U.S. his dad says that his last name is Michelle, but then Ezra says Michelle, and then in Mexico they say Michelle. So it's like three different names.
Right. That was my point with Simone, is that she is like, she just become accustomed to everyone saying Simone, so she doesn't correct it. So when one person does it, it's like,
she also came out and said, I was joking about that too, which is weird because you defend this case that isn't even real. She said it later down the line. There was somewhere, because everyone was gathering, and someone was like, this is a clip of her being like, I was kidding. My name is Simone.
I don't believe that. I never. Maybe you're right. I never saw that footage. I never saw that footage.
But it's just so interesting because it's what is interesting to me is that like all these years of her saying out loud that her name is Raven Simone, like, I mean, years. And then one clip of her being like, actually, it's Simone on the judges panel when they notoriously joke around. You're like, this is Bible. This is Bible.
I mean, sometimes when you, Bob, when you're seeing, you're seeing, okay? I can't control feelings of how Raven feels seen. And she felt seen that moment. She's like, oh my God, you see me. Thank you.
So what's your last, how do you pronounce your last name?
Bertin.
And if I asked your mama, what would she say?
She'd be like, Kevin Bertin.
You know, I cannot wait to finally meet her and record this moment so the world, I can expose your lion ass. What would your maid say? How about the chauffeur? Oh, by the way, Monet said last night that really gathered me. I mean, Monet's trying to buy a place, right? And Monet was like, I want to get a yard and this, that. And I want to have a pool boy and this, that. And I said, that's probably
I did not say I want a pool boy. Bob, stop sprinkling all your extra. Monet, I did not say I want a pool boy.
Okay, Monet, at one point you used the phrase pool boy. And then
I did not. I said you can hire someone.
I'm not going to ask Jacob because I don't want Jacob to embarrass you. But the first
thing
you
said was, I don't care what Jacob say. I did not say pool boy.
Let me finish my sentence. You said pool boy. And then you didn't amend it, but you started saying someone to take care of your pool. Anyway, I know what you said. I heard. I was sitting right there looking at it.
You can hear what you want. That's not what it said. Go ahead. Continue.
And the people on this podcast know that there is experience after experience, time after time, where you have fully said something and then literally 3 seconds later, flat out said you didn't say it. And then the editors rolled the footage back and then you did say it. So
many footage of you saying, Monet, I said this literally with the thing about the pot, about the couch, I think. And then they rolled the footage back and you mumbled through it. So when I didn't hear it, you can't be mad I didn't hear it because you literally like, nah, nah, nah. And then so when I didn't hear it, you can't be mad I didn't. I did not say pool boy. I said you can pay
There's
someone this much money
between
to take care of a
saying
pool.
Something incoherently. And then flat out saying.
Well, I guess all you do, all your everything you say is incoherent.
Clear as day. There's the difference between mumbling something and then saying something clear as day, and then just acting like you didn't say it, which is
we
have time after time proven. You said pool boy. Anyway, that's the point. So Monet later down the line goes, "Yeah, we had a what did you say? A lawn? No, we had a yard keeper.
Okay, so you see, Bob has already messed up the whole
landscaper.
Thing. So.
Monet goes, yeah, I had a landscaper. Then I said, you had a landscaper. And then Monet's like, no, it was my dad's friend. It was a friend of my dad. They were just buddies in the yard. But it started out Monet being like, I was like, Monet, that sounds really expensive. And Monet was like, I need a huge yard. And I was like, why do you need a big yard? Why do you want a big yard? And then Monet was like, I said, it sounds really expensive. Monet goes, when I was like, I had a landscaper growing up, and I was like, oh my God. Then when I was like, no, a buddy. It was a friend. It was my cousin. It was me. I was the landscaper. Started backpedaling.
Okay. Even people in Brooklyn, like, because again, you need someone, you can pay someone $25 to
come
in.
Don't ever disgrace people like in Brooklyn like that. Don't you dare even people, even lowly people.
Bitch, I'm from Brooklyn, bitch. I'm from Brooklyn.
Have landscapers. I'm gonna say
you can pay someone like $25-$30
Beyonce
to come
lives
in
Brooklyn. Beyonce lives in Brooklyn, nigga.
You can pay someone $25-$30 to come and mow your lawn and when the season changes in the fall, when all the leaves fall in the yard, to rake them up. You can pay someone $20 to come and do that for you. That's not a weird thing. And that is a landscaper.
When it was like, darling, we had a landscaper. I think that the fans of and our listeners would be able to digest this a little bit easier if you just acknowledge that you grew up a privileged kid.
I did not grow up privileged.
You had a housekeeper and a landscaper.
In St. Lucia,
again,
I will
ask you. Again, I ask you: did your landscaper have a landscaper?
He probably did.
You are so full of shit. Because I was scrolling through Reddit, and it was like there. I followed this one Reddit account. This one TikTok account where all they do is they just read out Reddit scenarios. And I scrolled across one that was like, insanely wealthy people of Reddit. When did you know you were insanely wealthy? And this guy was like, well, not me, but my friend. She was talking about having a housekeeper and a driver. And then I was like, girl, that's wild. And she was like, everyone has a housekeeper and a driver. And then he goes, well, does your housekeeper and your driver have a housekeeper and a driver? And I was like, is this someone literally listening to Sibling Rivalry and playing back this conversation for Monet? Like, this is, all of your friends had housekeepers because you lived on Rich Row. You lived in the Beverly Hills of St. Lucia. I have a feeling that when I go to your house, if I ever get the actual invite one day, I'm sure Pixie's been there 10 times already. But if I ever go to St. Lucia, I'm going to walk on a palatial estate. It's going to be, and you're going to be like, what? I know that you're going to be like, this is the room that I used to like keep my toys in. And this is the room I kept my video games in. But this is the room that we let the butler sleep in. Only when they were like too tired.
Okay,
from working nonstop shifts.
Let's be clear. We would never let Jeffrey sleep at the house. That's not a problem. He can sleep.
You're kikiing, but you're probably dead ass serious. Did you? What was your housekeeper's name again? What was her name? You never want to say because you're so embarrassed at your privilege. And did she ever sleep at your house? Did she ever sleep at your house? And I don't mean when she fainted from doing all the work you refused to do as a child. I mean, did she ever sleep at the house? So you were trying to be cute and funny, but you literally never let your housekeeper sleep at the house. And you were trying to be cute. But bitch, you just exposed yourself.
Okay, she had her own family and kids. You're not gonna sleep in my house.
But you didn't let her. So you were trying to be cute. You just exposed yourself. You are the Jeff Bezos of St. Lucia. Bitch, come clean. This feels like rich dad, poor dad. Like every time I talk to you, it is so clear that our upbringings were so different. My head starts spinning. We need to talk about this after the break. I need a drink. I'm gonna grab myself a little
my God.
Crystal light. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. All right, I want to thank our sponsors, Crystal Light. Thank you. I wish Crystal Light would sponsor us.
Oh, I wish. I mean, when they sponsor, they don't send that much shit anyway. Like, Pretty Litter, they send me a couple bags, but they never send me any more litter.
Really? Oh, I keep getting all your litter.
Yeah.
Every month, right to my doorstep. No fuss. Jacob poops in the little the litter box next to our bed. And I know when he's sick too, because it turns colors. Today I was headed to this audition. And I was like, oh my God, I'm late for this audition. And I was like, my agents were like, no, don't worry, you're headed down there. It was like a mix up in the schedule and like my assistants out in a different time zone. It was a whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like freaking out. And then I was like, Jacob, I need to like go over these in the car. So Jacob, I need you to come with me. I know you're just maxing and relaxing or whatever, or we're doing your work on your computer, but if you can just join me for a little bit, we're gonna ride the car there together. And I want you to like read me the lines so I can like at least have a grip on what I'm reading. Uh-huh. And then Jacob goes, I don't think this is an audition. And I said, what? And then I was like, what? He goes, I don't think this is an audition. And then I call up Kennedy. And then they were like, girl, this is a job. So I realized I was headed to a gig. Girl, I was on my way to a gig.
Out of drag?
That I had already booked. Yes, it was for a voiceover that I had already booked. And I was like, work. Oh my God, this is crazy.
Oh my God, Bob, but you're a mess.
Girl, but I think I'm like, today's my day to get out of vacation mode. Like, I have to get back to business.
I know. You know, I'm very excited about this next year, about stuff happening, but I am excited in my schedule. I'm spending like more time in LA. And doing other stuff, like stuff solely in LA, which again, we talked about this before. Like we love, like doing stuff. I realize what I want to do is a podcast, things in LA. And if I'm not in LA and if I have to do work, I want it to be with you or with friends. I'm not trying to work with people who aren't friends.
Just say Drag Queen Christmas.
No, that's not true. I had friends on there. You are so messy. Just because drag queens want to be your friends, just because these girls don't want to be friends with you, don't put me in your drama.
Listen, because these drag queens are kind of like your mate. On the last, like your mate. They could never sleep in my house, honey.
On the last podcast, you fucking played Eureka and Shangela, and I hope that the editor put that shit on a loop. Yes, you did.
I was joking. Were you? Yes, I like Eureka. I'm friends with Eureka and Shangela.
Are you? What is Eureka's favorite color? What is Eureka's favorite color?
Eureka loves pink.
That is not true. Eureka loves orange. Orange is Eureka's favorite color. And if you watch the season 10 Meet the Queens, you'd know that. Yeah, but because that's not your friend, bitch.
I think you're wrong. And Shangela loves to wear pink and yellow together. She likes that. She likes the pink lemonade fantasy.
Shangela likes pink and green because she loves the AKA color, but she's not an AKA. How I know more about your friends than you?
You were just saying things. You're just saying things.
You just messed it up.
I don't even know your favorite color, okay? I don't even know your favorite color.
Well, that's a problem.
Why is that a problem?
Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess what my favorite color is?
You probably like blue.
No. Green.
Probably like something green real basic. Color. Like green?
Yeah, I love green.
Money. Yeah, like your upbringing. Green, filled with green. Who was that little boy who was a millionaire? What was his name? Maximilian?
Richie Rich.
Oh, Richie Rich. That was you. You were fully. Do you remember a vault full of coins?
Do you remember the Richie Rich movie with Macaulay Culkin? That was one of my favorite movies growing up. It was such a good movie.
I vaguely remember. I remember watching it, but I remember specifically really enjoying Macaulay Culkin's work with Catherine O'Hara.
In Home Alone.
Home Alone. And Joe Pesci.
Look at this picture of Macaulay Culkin. This is, again, I am not sober. I don't, that's not like my thing. I saw this picture. Do you remember, because you remember when Macaulay Culkin was really down in the dumps? He was like, he was really using and he looks really bad. He has turned his life completely around. He's now a model again. Look at Macaulay Culkin. Look at how he's like got himself together. Look at him.
I can't see that. Can you just text it to me, please? I can't. It's like, this is so blurry. Can you just text me the picture?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll put it anyway, on the screen.
Anyway, this is not. Macaulay Culkin has changed his life.
Can you make a list of that, Jacob?
Macaulay Culkin has changed his life.
We'll get you together.
Yeah, girl, he looks, it is crazy. He went from being like, I didn't know that being sober like got you, like, he looks great. I'm like, good for him.
Well, it's not that being sober will get you so great. It's that drinking and drugs will fuck you up. That's what it is. It's almost quite the opposite. Drinking and drugs are really fucking bad for you. And that's really, I think, what, especially in excess. I just want to be clear. I'm not like advocating against drinking or whatever, but like drinking in excess is bad for you. Oh, yeah. He walked in that the fashion show.
Gucci.
So, girl, I was driving down the street. I sounded so country just now.
I was drinking my black tea boba, and this bitch.
What does this bitch want?
Oh my God. It's my cat. Leave her alone. She's in her home. Colleen, here's the thing. Colleen be in her own home where she lives.
She's on my screen.
Where she occupies space, where she dwells, and Bob has a problem.
Oh, she occupies space.
I posted
your house is Wall Street. She's occupying their whole shit.
I posted a video of me and Colleen on my Insta story, and Brooklyn was like, "Oh my God, you got another cat?" I was like, "No, that's Colleen." She was like, "It is." She's like, "She has hair." I was like, "Girl, I know."
I keep telling y'all, somebody shaved a cat and sold Demona. That is my story. I'm sticking to it. So I was driving down the street, and where La Brea meets Hollywood.
Right by
Hollywood, but like the main spot, like what you think of when you hear Hollywood Boulevard, that spot. Yeah. It was the whole street was shut down. You could not
on La Brea or Hollywood.
You couldn't turn east onto Hollywood. You couldn't turn east off of La Brea onto Hollywood.
Why? What was going on? Were they filming a movie?
Because, girl, they did a Gucci runway show, but it was just down Hollywood Boulevard. Like, just walking down Hollywood Boulevard was the runway. And, like, Macaulay Culkin was in it. Lots of other big names.
Today?
This was maybe about a month and a half ago.
Oh,
and I remember being like, I cannot believe they just shut down the entire street for this Gucci show. And I was very inconvenienced because I was trying to buy some frames. Not anyone knows, but I like buying frames. I really buy a lot of frames. Just so everyone out there knows. I really be out here buying frames.
I was frames buy a frame. Like
pictures framed. Yeah.
I was like, bitch, you are not Michelle Visage. You don't buy eyeglass frames, please.
I do own several pair of eyeglass frames, actually. Anyway, and then I was driving, and then the other day I was driving down, and I couldn't turn west on Sunset, and it was because someone had been murdered at the Bossa Nova.
Let me tell y'all something right now. Bossa Nova, every time I go to Bossa Nova to pick up my food, bitch, it is scary as hell. The one right there on fucking on Sunset. Yeah. Every time I go there, bitch, it be popping off in Bossa Nova. But wait, someone died at the Bossa Nova?
Someone was murdered, not in the Bossa Nova, but outside the Bossa Nova, like right outside the Bossa Nova, at the fucking Bossa Nova address. And it was like some people were like harassing this girl, and this guy was standing up for her, and then they killed him.
Like shot, stabbed.
Shot.
Oh my God.
The news specifically says they were trying to rob his female companion, and he tried to defend her, and they killed him.
Yes. His female companion. That's what the news said. His female companion. I was like, I cannot believe. Also, imagine, I feel like if you're this woman and you have it in your head that someone died trying to defend you, that would fuck with me forever. Like, forever. I would not be able to sleep.
All right. I mean, you'll get over it.
I mean, eventually I would sleep. But that would really... that would be in my head. I'm like, oh my God, this person died trying to like defend me. This is crazy.
Oh, I would be like, oh my God, somebody died trying to defend me. Work.
Oh my God. That is why. So one time, man, Jacob almost got into it at Bossa Nova.
Why?
Because we ordered Jacob off Uber Eats. Jacob was not trying to defend his female companion. We ordered some food off of Uber Eats, and I was like, let's go pick it up. I just got my car, and I was like, let's drive. I like driving around. I wanted to run another errand. I think we were coming from Zach's place or something. I can't remember. And I was like, let's just go. We'll go pick it up. And then it says, it's ready now. So we drove over there, and I parked, and Jacob went over. But Jacob was there for like 15, 20 minutes. It was like a lot. I was like, Jacob, what is going on? So I come around, and you know that, you know that meme of author with his fist balled up. He got little hands by his side. They're balled up. Jacob is standing on the sidewalk at Bossa Nova with his hands by his side. I mean, in fist. Like, his hands are literally in fist. And he is just fuming. Like, he's not, like, yelling. Right? He just looks so upset. And I was like, hey, what's going on? And he was like, we just need to get this food and go. Because I am understanding that in this moment, I am very angry and upset. And I am aware that it is almost an irrational to be this upset about this. But I am acknowledging that I am upset about this.
And like, what was he so mad about?
I think the shenanigans, do you want to chime in? What were you upset about, babe?
Yes. So in order to get into Bossa Nova, in order to see like what's happening with your food, you have to wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
And the line takes about 15 minutes. So I waited 15 minutes in line. So it said the food was ready. Like, his food is ready. And I was just like trying to go in. And he's like, you need to wait in line.
Work.
So it takes 15 minutes to get into Bossa Nova. And when I get there, like inside, they're like, the food's not ready yet. So if you just wait outside, we'll have it ready soon. So another 15 minutes went by. So at that point, it was half an hour after the food had been ordered. And I was like, hey, can I go back in and check? And the guy was like, no, you need to wait in line again.
See, that's what I would have been. I'm like, no. See, that's when you got to be a hood bitch and be like, no, I'm going back inside. You go up inside and you go get your food.
Also, yeah,
and
to be clear,
what are you going to do?
Shoot you and kill you. People get murdered at Bossa Nova, Monet.
What are
you going to do?
Because Bossa Nova, like, if you ever order Uber Eats, it'll be like 65 minutes. So and it's fast for me to drive. I've often driven there. And, bitch, I go right in there and they'd be like, you got to wait inside. I'm like, I'm not waiting outside. And I'll go inside and get my food because the food be sitting right there on the little fucking rack. Your shit be ready and they just be fucking around. I don't play. No, bitch, I'm hungry.
Yeah, but no bouncer's going to stop you, Monet. How could they?
Right. Because yeah, I'll beat that nigga up. Hello?
I also want to point out, I don't think that it is explicitly true that your food is ready and they're just fucking around. There is a chance that it's probably not ready. Sometimes they actually press the button to say that it's ready because they don't want to have extremely long wait times. So when you have long wait times, you get a lower rating on Uber. So they'll say your food is ready before it's actually ready. Because they don't want to affect their rating on like Uber and stuff.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
I'm just saying it's a thing.
I often pick up my food like from Squirrel. I pick my food from Squirrel, from Cuter Bros, and also from people are probably gonna figure out where I live. And bitch, I'm the type of bitch. I will get there and I will stand there and I will watch and I will see if I see a bag that looks like the amount of food I ordered, I will watch and I'll go be like, hey, yes, it's me, it's Mo, and they'll be like, oh yeah, here's your food. I'll be watching my food and I know how my bags be full and I'll be ready to get my food because I'll be hungry.
But hey, this is some young Kevin Burton stealing curry goat off the stove shit. This is some like, and I know if the bag is heavy on one side and if the grease is coming out that one corner, that's obviously a so-and-so. But if it has the fries,
let me tell you. So, okay.
What?
Go ahead. Well, my mom, my mom's a little chef. My mom eats all type of food. My mom will eat everything. My mom eats turtle, shark, dolphin. She likes possum. If you went to St. Lucia, would you try all these things? Are you a food snob? Could you try different types of cuisine? Are you like, this is fishy. I can't see myself eating that.
I don't think that I'm a food snob. I don't think that's quite the term I would use to describe someone who doesn't have a particularly sophisticated. Yeah, I don't have a sophisticated palate. So would I try the shark and the turtle? I might try it, but I would not commit to eating a bowl of it. No.
Would you eat possum?
But also it depends on what it is. I do not eat shellfish at all. That's not true. I'll eat like extremely deep fried shrimp. But that is literally where it goes.
Okay, what's the difference between fried shrimp and extremely fried shrimp? What's the difference?
You know when there's so much breading, there's more breading than shrimp? That shit. Popcorn shrimp. Popcorn chicken.
So you want like heavily breaded.
I don't have a... Yeah, I don't have a refined palate. I don't like shellfish at all. I'm not eating clam. I'm not eating lobster.
I don't like
I'm
clam. Not eating I don't like that.
I'm not eating yeah. crab. I'm not yeah. eating oysters.
Yeah.
I'm not eating mussels. I'm not eating any of that stuff because I've tried it before. And what drives me wild is when folks are like, but try this. Like, I hate that.
I fucking hate that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I've tried it and I was just recently in Mexico. I know you're gonna yeah, we know, yeah. But I was they have ceviche. And I was like, I don't like ceviche.
Oh.
I was like, I don't like ceviche. And they were like, I was like, this is raw fish. And they're like, no, it's cooked with lime juice. And I was like, when you say cooked with lime juice, do you mean it is cooked and there's lime juice in it? Or the lime juice is supposed to be cooking? And they're like, no, the lime juice cooks it. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't
because
want
the acid.
I've had ceviche. I get it. You can describe it to the fans who maybe don't know what ceviche is. Describe it to them.
Yeah. Ceviche is when you like cut up raw. It could be salmon, tilapia. Not tilapia. I don't think tilapia, but different types of raw seafood. And then they put lots of lime and they put like some pico stuff. And the theory is that the lime juice, because it's so acidic, it cooks the fish enough so it's not raw, but it's raw fish, girl. It's raw fish.
It's fully raw fish.
Another thing that really drives me wild is when you go to like a pool party or people are hanging out at a house and all of a sudden someone's like, oh, let's get in the hot tub. And if people are like, get in the hot tub. You're like, no, I'm okay. I'm just going to chill and watch. I'm like, come on, get in the hot tub. I'm like, no, it's okay. I don't want to go. And I'm like, come on, we're all doing it. I'm like, bitch, I said I don't want to get in the fucking tub. Go and play in all the tub. I'm cool chilling here. I don't need to get in the fucking pool. I hate when people want you to do it so bad. They're like, come on, come in the pool. Come. I'm like, no, I'm good. Come on, bitch, I said I don't want to get in the pool.
Yeah, I hate when they start trying to bargain with you. They're like, all right, you'll put just your feet. Put your feet in. Why do you care if my nigga, are you cooking us? Is this soup? Why? We'll talk about it when we come back. All right, we're back. Yeah, it is weird to try to convince people to get into a hot tub. That is. And because I don't like swimming, I don't like getting wet for sport. I don't go to the ocean. I don't go to pools. I don't go to lakes. I don't go to rivers. I don't go to ponds. I don't go to estuaries. I don't go to rivers. I don't go to reservoirs. Bitch, I don't go to bodies of water that aren't.
Bob does not shower.
I don't shower. No, I use baby wipes once a month, whether I need it or not.
A stripper bath, a whole bath.
And when you don't, they like the people are. If you are one of those folks, can you please come below and explain to me why the please. Fuck you need me to be in the pool? You know what else I don't like? People who try to make you sit down when you're the only one standing.
Yes.
Like, sit down. And they always get the same thing. You're making me nervous. Bitch, why is me standing making you nervous? I don't want to sit down. No.
That shit drives me
insane. You're making me nervous. Sit down. Nigga, you sit down.
You are good. Good for you. I'm going to stand.
Take your bag off. No. No.
Or your coat.
I have on my person, I want them.
I will say when everyone has their coat off and some hood bitch comes in wearing her coat on, her backpack on, her purse in the pocket, that is very unsettling. It's like, girl, relax.
But I'd be over at Monet's house. Bob. Monet keeps her house white. Monet keeps her house white people cold. Even Andy was like, it's cold. Andy, who doesn't even lock the door, was like, it's cold. This is cold.
Okay, to be fair, we were playing board games, and I opened a sliding door. And then, because it was a little warm, because I had the heat on in the house, I opened the sliding door a little bit. And then Bob was like, I need a blanket. I was like, oh, are you cold? And he was like, yeah, it's cold. And I immediately closed the sliding door. That was literally the only time.
It's just so interesting that whenever Andy asks you to close it or you close it immediately, I have to beg, steal, cheat, borrow.
Yeah, because that's my man, and he's dicking me down religiously multiple times a day. Really
are,
so yeah,
you are that girl. You are that hood bitch. You'd be like, you are that hood bitch. You're like, well, my man, you ain't fucking me. You can't tell me what to do. You not fucking me. You are that ratchet ass hood bitches. Like, my, if you dicking me down, you can tell me what to do. But if you not dicking me down, honey, you don't put rules on me.
You are so stupid.
You are really from Bensonhurst Bed-Stuy, Flatbush. Hear me out.
Okay. So I am looking to buy property this year and I am really in a hard place, Bob. I want to have a pool, but what are you laughing at?
Just something about the phrase looking to buy property. I don't know why this, it just tickled me. In this moment, that tickled me and I've recovered and we're moving forward. Here we go. I am looking to buy property. It was very Tim Gunn. I am looking to buy property this year. Like, bitch, you're buying a house. You act like you're buying acres and acres of land. You're not buying a farm, bitch.
Here's the thing. Oh, Bob, can I finish what the fuck I'm saying, nigga? Anyway.
Tell me about your farm.
I've been looking on place, and there is a thing of buying a plot of land, which is substantially cheaper than buying a ready-built house and building a house on top of that, because then you can build your house how you want it from the ground up. It's more work, obviously, and it's longer, but it's way cheaper.
Did you just now realize that land with no house is cheaper? Clearly, when a land costs, because when you buy the house, you're buying the land and the house,
right? But obviously, I knew that. But now that I am a fully functioning adult, going to spend my own dollars to do it,
spending your money, fully functioning.
Using my own dollars, it's more of a real thing. You're like, oh my god, okay, how am I gonna be spending my money? Like, does it behoove me to just buy land and build a house on top of it, or just I'm not one for fixer uppers. I am the people who buy old ass houses and they want to spend time investing and making it theirs. I'm not for that. If I buy a house, bitch, I want it to be built last year and be brand new with everything. Or fully refurbished like recently, like in like a year or two. I cannot go with a fixer upper. I'm not that girl.
So I'm going to tell you why you do not want to build your own home. I've been going down this road as well. I'm looking to get a home in Atlanta for my family, and I want the home to be really specific because my mom has needs with her disabilities. And first of all, Ezra's dad is a contractor. He like builds
for him. So is he going to build a house?
No, because I'm not building. I'm just going to buy a house. Oh. He's like it is way. When I say way easier to just buy a house, it is easier to buy a house and fix it than it is to build a house from the ground up. I mean, really? Like when I say he's like way easier, like the nightmare of building a home from the ground up, especially if you're not like a contractor, if you don't work in construction, you're going to end up getting in bed with a contractor who's going to probably
take forever.
Who's going to go take you for a ride? Who's going to have all this stuff go on? You're going to end up hating them, resenting them, having a back and forth bit by board boop with them. Versus just buying a home and fixing it. It's just way easier to buy a home and fix it. There's the checks, there's the zoning, there's the licenses, there's, you know, rerouting wires to your house and plumbing to your plot of land and all this stuff. It's really expensive, really time consuming, really in the end you do have exactly the home you want. But apparently it is a lot of work to get there. And it's easy to find a new home, especially in LA.
You know what? One time I did shrooms and I was so stoned and I was like, it's crazy how you can get running water everywhere. Is that not crazy? Like if you were in the middle of the desert of Joshua Tree and you bought a plot of land and built your house wherever, you can when they like get your shit, you will have running water. There are pipes that are out there in the desert.
It depends on where you are in Joshua Tree, because some of the homes in Joshua Tree have tanks and reservoirs.
Right.
So the things would be. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, but
but most places where there are houses, yes, you can get running water.
That's crazy.
It doesn't. It's no crazier than being able to drive somewhere on a road. Like, there's, like, all the roads are connected. And all the pipes are connected. It's really not that
yes
crazy.
Yes and no, because you got to Joshua Tree, it's all dirt roads. It's like, bitch, people make, you're forging your own path through the fucking wilderness.
Like, if you, like, you can, I mean, I haven't, there are some places in Joshua like that, but I'm sure there are some places you can go where you never have to get off the, like, if you go to Burning Man, that running water there is coming from tanks. That's not through pipes.
Right.
That's from tanks and fresh water supply that's being shipped in. And maybe some of these places in Joshua Tree are like that as well.
I have a thing for you. Do you think we should start a music festival? I talked about this with Kim, and I was like, bitch, we should start a music festival. Bob, we could do like a music ass festival, like a Life is Beautiful, like a Burning Man, like a fucking Bona, what is it? Bonapaloo? Anyway.
Lollapalooza?
There's a one called Bonaloo.
Oh, probably.
Anyway, a music festival.
I will answer that question. Before I answer that question, I will say one time Monet was doing shrooms and she came back.
She came back from this trip. And Monet was like trying to convince me how great it was. But she was like, Bob, I was in ancient Mesopotamia. I said, Monet, you were in a broom closet. You were in a broom closet. You were not in ancient Mesopotamia. Like, no, in your head you were, but if anyone could have been recording you at that moment and then played the footage back to you, you would have been like, bitch, this is, I look crazy. In your head, you're like bouncing off. Also, where is Mesopotamia? Where is that?
Mesopotamia is like kind of like where the Middle East now, somewhere over there. Like Egypt.
Since you were there, you should know exactly where it is. But it was like, Bob. And I was like, Monet, you were not in Mesopotamia. Bitch, you were in a broom closet off the kitchen room.
No, I'm telling you where my mind was. I was back in Mesopotamia and I was there and I was like kind of communing everyone and we were all, I'm telling you, I was in Mesopotamia. Because you
and
know
then
what?
I
again,
said, Monet. Go ahead.
No, this is a simulation, and I think I was simulating to ancient Mesopotamia.
And then Monet was like, and I said, well, what was it like the next day? And you were like, oh, I felt horrible. I was sick. I was tired. I was dehydrated.
I was a little dehydrated. I was just a little dehydrated. That's what it was. And I had a little bit of a headache.
Bro, dehydrated. Being dehydrated will kill you. You're like, yeah, I was just a little. That's like saying I had a little concussion. Yeah, bitch, you fully were dehydrated.
Oh, fully. Speaking of concussions, this nigga, when Bob had the incident that he, can I say the tooth?
Yes, Mike. We can talk about. Oh my god, you're so insensitive.
Okay. I'm asking if I can say it. That's being insensitive. I'm asking.
Can I? Hoo-hoo, can I?
when Bob chipped his tooth. And you went, which you slammed into a glass wall very hard, causing you to have
door.
That damage.
It was not a wall, it was a door.
Glass door. And I was like, Bob, you should probably go to the doctor and not go to sleep because you may have a concussion. Bob was like, Monet, I just want to go home. I was like, yeah, but you should, if you have a concussion, if you're listening, you don't know, when you have a concussion, you should not go to sleep. And you should not put your brain to rest, basically. And Bob was like, I was like, Bob, go to the ER and just make sure you don't have a concussion. Monet, okay, I'm gonna, bitch, I called about the next day. I'm like, so what happened? He's like, I went home and I went to bed. Literally things you don't do if you may have a concussion. So bitch, you're the one who would have been dead.
But I knew I didn't have a concussion for a couple of reasons. One, when I got hit with the door, I had this feeling like I was in Mesopotamia. No, I'm kidding. When I got hit with the door, I got hit on the lower half of my face. So typically speaking, if you get hit, and I'm sure someone's going to read me the comment, this is not medical advice, but I think that most concussions come from getting hit above the nose. I got hit below the nose. I wasn't dizzy. I wasn't seeing spots. I got sleepy, but I think I was just emotionally exhausted. I was looking up online all the symptoms of
sleepy is a big one. Sleepy is like one of the big ones.
I was sleepy, like exhausted, but not sleepy like I can't. I was like, oh, I want to lay down and go to sleep because I'm emotionally drained from this physical trauma to my mouth.
Got it.
Is what it was. And I didn't have a question. Maybe, or maybe I, well, you what?
No, I was like, I just can't imagine like how you're walking. Like, were you doing a bit when it happened? Were you like acting something out?
No. And how'd you ask? Touch, like, I thought you were doing a bit. I was like, I wasn't doing a bit. There's a door. On the way up the stairs to the pool, there is this glass door.
Yeah.
And it was so clean, I didn't see it. I just didn't see the door. And I remember being about to reach up and grab it. But by the point I was going to grab it, I was already at the, like, I was at the door. And gag. It hit me in the mouth. Or I hit the door. The door didn't hit me. I hit the door. Wasn't moving at all, and my bottom teeth hit the door so hard that I there's like scratches in the door.
That's wild. Are you gonna pay for Todrick's door to be fixed?
No.
Work.
Is Todrick gonna pay for my tooth to be fixed? Is the question.
Okay.
If you get injured at someone's house, you can really.
I know it is. They are liable. So
I don't know if it's real, but I saw in Liar Liar they were like in the movie Liar Liar. I don't know if this is a real thing, but in the movie Liar Liar, it was like a friend of mine. Not Jim Carrey, it was a different actor. It's like a friend of mine fell through my friend's skylight, and then he landed on a knife, and he sued the friend, and won like millions of dollars.
This was in the movie?
It was a line. It's a line from the movie. I don't know if it actually happened or if it's based on something true, but it was a line in the movie. And as a kid, I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, if someone breaks into our house and gets hurt, we'll owe them a lot of money. I remember thinking that a lot as a kid.
I was saying Jim Carrey because Liar Liar is starring Jim Carrey. Not Jim Carrey said that line, but in case people are wondering, the movie Bob is talking about Liar Liar starring Jim Carrey.
It's a very, very good movie.
It's a really good movie. Jim Carrey, man, he was really, really good. And it was. He's still alive. I fixed myself. Calm down. Calm down. You need to calm down. Calm down.
No, it's calm down. Calm down. My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
So buying property, I would like to have a place with a pool. I know that's a lot of work, but here's the thing about buying a house in the profession we do. Like, I cannot just buy a house considering myself and like my partner, whatever. I have to think about drag, and I have to think about having a room to do all the things that that our drag requires. You know what I mean? Like, I need to dedicate a whole room or a whole space just to drag, which I'm so jealous of people who aren't in our profession, who don't have to make those considerations, because it really can be like when I got my apartment here. Like, but when looking at a place, I was like, okay, I can have a bedroom, but I need to have this amount of space for drag, and that shit is annoying.
Your drag is in two rooms, which is wild to me.
I have a lot of stuff. But also, your one room, your drag lab is really big.
Well, I sacrificed the largest bedroom for drag.
Yeah, that's wild to me. I said, uh-uh, my bedroom is going to be my largest room. You know, so this is a very crazy Bob thing. At my old apartment, Bob was like, Monet, you should make your bedroom the small room and have the main, because you're not master bedroom, is you're not supposed to say that. That is not problematic. And the main bedroom should be your drag. I was like, no, I want to have the big space for me.
Bitch, the whole space is for you. Everything is for you. I think that the reason why I said that and why I do it here is because I have more drag. So now Monet has two rooms full of drag, where as opposed to Monet could just have all of her stuff in one drag room. And then Monet, you could have had two rooms for you, or for you, as you say. And I also do it because I wouldn't have ever been able to fit all my drag into this small room that we're in right now, or even in the room next door. And in my bedroom, like I don't need a huge bedroom, especially in New York City. I remember thinking to myself, because we didn't have central heating and air. We had, well, for those of you who don't know, the New York City heating system is kind of like, there are just these radiators. These how do you describe a radiator? It's just like, looks like coils, like a couple of metal plates that sit in the corners of your rooms. And you kind of, depending on where you are, you kind of can't turn them on and off. You can turn the intensity,
you can turn the valve on it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't control when it turns on. The building, right. It all turns on. Everyone in the building has heat at the same time.
And yeah.
You can lower the valve. Sometimes the by valve October is off 15th, and your thing is just...
By law, they have to turn it on by October 15th.
And then sometimes you lose the valve, and that shit is stuck all the way up in your apartment. Be high, I mean, like, hot, hot. It's crazy. Yeah. So yeah. Because I needed my room to be heated soon earlier, I used to sleep in the, before me and Jacob got together, I would sleep in the smaller bedroom because it would heat up faster. And that room would get warm quicker. It would get cool quicker when I, with the air conditioning. It was just an easier room to maintain temperature-wise. And I'm like, I'm just sleeping here. I have the whole house. I have my living room. I have my, I have downstairs. I have this other bedroom. I have a kitchen. I have a dining room. I have all this space. Like, why does my bed? I don't personally see why my bedroom. I think when I was younger and my bedroom was all I had, I think if I had children and it was like I had nowhere to escape, I'd be like, maybe I want a big room then. But I have the entire house, so I don't know why we need a massive bedroom.
But what about your partner? So if I'm considering, yes, for me, I may not need a huge bedroom, but if I have a partner, someone I'm living with, I would want, I don't want them to be confined to the smaller bedroom because I want to make my big bedroom the drag room. You know what I mean?
Well, Jacob's also not, Jacob also has the entire house. We have a living room. We have a patio. We have a kitchen. We have a content space. We have a bedroom. We have three bathrooms. Jacob's not confined to our bedroom.
I guess it's also your partner, because they have some people, they find sanctuary in their bedroom. Like, they like having their bedroom being a space that they can do all that stuff in. So I guess, it varies from person to person. For me, I like my bedroom being that. I like my bedroom being my sanctuary and, like, my escape from everything. Like, I do spend time in my living room when I have people over. But if I'm home by myself, I spend a lot of time in my bedroom and I watch TV in there. And I'll, like, sit on my laptop and work in there. So I guess it varies from person to person. I like my bedroom being an escape and a sanctuary.
If I'm home alone, I'm usually in the living room, and I go to the bedroom when it's time to go to sleep. I'm usually legitimately, and I think Jacob can vouch for this, only in the bedroom when I'm sleeping.
And where y'all
otherwise,
fucking at?
Otherwise,
in the kitchen.
Jacob and I usually have sex on the patio, sometimes on the roof, in the elevator.
Would you have sex on your patio? Would you and Jacob have like fuck on the no? Why?
No.
Not even get a little celebrity.
That is not me and Jacob's style, and we would never do that. And Jacob looks very uncomfortable that we're having this conversation. Oh.
I mean, I'm like, man,
if you want me to stop talking about this, Jacob. No, Jacob's fine with it. But no, Jacob, I can't see. I one time touched Jacob's butt at the Delta Sky Lounge, and he was like, "What are you doing?" Said, "Look at your butt." He was like, "Let me touch my butt here," and I was like, "All right."
I once held his hand while we were walking in public, and he said, "What are you doing?"
That is not true.
What?
That's not true. Jacob made that up. He knows he's being silly.
Do y'all...
Wait, what did Jacob say?
And I held your hand.
Where?
Afterwards, in the streets of Philly. We were visiting my parents. And afterwards, you told me that public displays of affection like holding hand made you uncomfortable.
Oh, that does sometimes make me a little bit uncomfortable. Sometimes.
Yeah. Really? Bob, you don't like PDA?
I mean, have you ever seen me and one of my partners just like canoodling in the streets?
Okay, canoodling. Like, I mean, canoodling is not holding it.
I pinched Jacob's butt. It was okay. The difference between walking down the street and holding hands, like, so everyone, it's like kind of.
That's
like,
not canoodling.
Just, I don't know. It's just, I didn't grow up that way. You know what I mean? But I like secretly pinched Jacob's little butt in the Sky Lounge, and Jacob was like, "What are you doing?"
It was a grab. And you said grab the first on mutual destroyer. Roll the tape.
Grab, pinch, whatever.
Yeah, roll the tape.
I touched Jacob's butt, and Jacob was like, "This is inappropriate." And then, and by the way, I immediately took the note and I said, "Okay, sorry," and I never did it again.
That's so interesting. Okay, do you
I
and Ezra
not
have
PDA? I've touched Jacob's butt since that day.
Do you and Ezra do PDA? Because Ezra seems like he's very big on PDA. Looking at Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra tends to be a little more PDA with his other partners than he is with me. Work. It's like, I mean, like, I'll like lean against Jacob or Ezra in public and maybe put my arms around them, or I mean, I maybe I've gotten better over time. Maybe I've actually gotten better about this over time than I was in the beginning, because Jacob's also my first partner, so I had no history at all of walking down the street holding hands, so it was so new to me. So maybe now I've actually probably chilled out a little bit. I remember one time I walked a hookup named Preston. Shout out Preston. One time I walked Preston to the train and I held his hand.
And I remember being like,
"I'm so uncomfortable right now."
What?
Yes, God,
that is
very
so great.
It was,
nigga, but you out here telling niggas that you love them on the first day, would you want to hold a hand? I was like, I love you. Don't touch me, though. I love you. Don't touch me, nigga.
I'm just not used to it. So when I was walking Preston to the train and holding his hand, I was like, this feels like I'm just like, I feel like I'm on display. I feel like everyone's like looking at me. I just feel like, you know what it is? I think for years growing up with a mom, whenever people would kiss like or do anything, she'd be like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at this.
Really?
If there's like a couple of kids in my mom, but like, oh, they need to be ashamed of themselves.
That is wild, Miss Martha.
My mom's not like, aw. She's like, oh, Lord, this is too much. Could you see my mom saying that? It is all. It's never like love. She's like, oh, Lord, y'all. They do not need to be involved in doing that.
I grew up in a very affectionate family. My mom is very affectionate. Yeah.
You hugged everyone except the maids, right?
Oh yeah, we'll never hug her. Ew.
I'm laughing, but.
Which is weird because you fully, I feel like you're affectionate with me. You slap my butt in public. we held hands in public.
Yeah, well, slapping a butt feels different than holding hands. There's something kind
we've of held hands in public
about slapping a butt. You know, I'm trying to unpack this here in real time with you all, and we've held hands. Yeah, I don't know, Monet. I think it's because we're not dating. Also, I want to talk about your eyebrows for a second. Can we talk about your eyebrows?
Sure.
So, a couple of months ago, maybe 6 months, I don't know how long ago, Monet got her eyebrows microbladed.
I got them done in June, beginning of June.
And a lot of people in comments are like, what's going on Monet's face that looks so different? What my is eyebrows. It? And Kennedy also got her eyebrows microbladed too,
mm-hmm.
Which is like tattoos. What is it like? Is it needles? Does it hurt?
No, it's a form of tattooing, but it's like a superficial tattoo. So you know how regular tattoos work. If you guys out there who have tattoos, you know it's like a gun. It goes pretty deep into your skin. Microblading, it does not go as deep. It's almost like y'all know like those little when you in art school, not art school, when you're in art class, those little scalpel things that have like the little. It's like a thing on a roll that has like the little points on it, and you can roll it, and it perforates a paper so you know where to cut, kind of like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Got it.
It sounds like
a pizza cutter but with spikes.
Right, that very. So microblading is something like that, but much smaller, and they do like the strokes, and they like get you like that. And I honestly. 10 out of 10 would recommend. I love microblading. It has given me eyebrows again. As y'all know, I did not have eyebrows for years. I shaved them off for drag. And then 2 years ago, I grew this part back. So I would have these, but not this. And then so what I got microbladed was the rest of it. So then in drag, I just covered this with makeup.
Explain to me why the girls do the first half. I don't get it. What is up with doing the first half of your eyebrow? I genuinely don't understand how it works. What does it do?
Because for me, if I cover this, I use my natural brows. I don't have to cover anything, any of my brows. So what I do is if I would have this covered, I just make my crease go up here. So you use your brow as the beginning. You just go higher. So if that makes sense.
I've seen a lot of girls do it. If you ever see the girls with quotation marks over their nose, that's because they just use the front. But also, I think what is weird to me is that like it looks wild to have these quotation marks. I think it looks wilder to have quotation marks than it does to have no eyebrows.
Well, but girls who do that, then they if they want to, they normally just fill in what I did with microblading out of when they're not working, and then they have a brow again. Because brows really, I didn't realize how crazy I looked without eyebrows. Bitch, I looked crazy without eyebrows. I looked, oh my God, that's what I looked like. I looked crazy.
This feels like a very personal attack.
No, but Bobby, you have famously said that you have never had eyebrows. So you look the same because you never, oh, Bobby, you never had a thick eyebrow like this.
This is me. I haven't shaved my brows in a very long time. This is all I can grow. This is me doing my eyebrows to the best of my ability.
I think you should get... I can't see them because they're so blurry.
But can you see them?
No.
Can you see them, Jacob? Does this look a lot different than normal?
Not terribly different.
Up close. Yeah, I can't grow a lot of eyebrows. I don't have the ability to grow a lot of.
You should get microbladed. You should get microbladed. It lasts for about 6 months. You could take it off, and it just goes away.
So I'm afraid of getting it because I'm afraid that I will look weird with eyebrows because I've never had eyebrows. Like, I'm afraid that I'll look like, you know when drag queens draw their eyebrows in? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, or Bob, just hire, make Layla just put a brow on you like this so you can see how it is first. And you can be like, oh, I could do it.
Layla put a brow on me one time.
Can I see? You got pictures? Send it to me.
I mean, it's like on my computer. It's like I'll try to find it. This is not a promise to put it in there. I'll try to find it. But I remember putting it on being like, but I also was like, it looks like makeup, and I don't want, because I don't wear any makeup during the day out of drag, people who have their eyebrows put on through microblading, it looks like makeup. When I think it looks good with makeup, but when you don't have makeup, to me, it looks a little bit wild.
Do I look wild without, I don't have makeup on. Do I look wild?
Well, you also have this little bush in the beginning. I have nothing. So it would just look like drawings of eyebrows. And I think that when I'm with you, the back half does look like a drawn on eyebrow.
Well, that's because
the front half looks like a bushy brow.
That's because I don't. When I'm just hanging out, I don't feel in, because I'm due for a touch up and I haven't done it because, you know, I'm lazy, whatever.
So I have to fill it in too.
If you take, because I got into it in June, so that's June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Every 6 to 8 months, you're supposed to get it retouched up, so you don't have to do it. And I just haven't gone.
I don't know. And also, they don't look that faded. Like, if this is fading, this is just never going away. You will have these forever.
No.
This is not faded. Monet, you fully have eyebrows. This is not faded. You're like, it lasts 6 months. No, bitch, it is still lasting. They're not even halfway gone. It doesn't that's even look halfway faded. You will never not have these eyebrows.
I filled them in a little bit for the podcast because I'm on fucking camera, bitch.
What about times we've been together and you didn't fill them in? They still, Monet, your eyebrows are, these are not fading away. You will always have a hint of this on your face. So I don't want to go do it and be like, oh no. And then now I have eyebrows. These like crazy eyebrows because I'm not used to having them.
You'll have something that everyone, you will look normal. You look normal now, but it's, everyone has eyebrows. You having eyebrows won't be weird. Oh my God.
What? Yikes.
Oh
yikes.
My God. I can't.
You know, what's her name, glues them on?
Plastique?
No, Vivian in like her day to day.
Oh yeah. I saw that. Yeah. But it looks good. It looks normal. It looks great.
Yeah, she's got it figured out.
We didn't really have a topic today. We kind of resorted to old methods. We just kind of just talked. Do you guys like when we just kind of just talk and don't like do like a topic? It's kind of like our thing.
Would you ever want to bring someone on the podcast and like take them down?
Like whom? It depends on whom.
I don't know. Candace like Owens? Like imagine the Sherry Pie thing, but before it broke, and then we broke the story and like took her down.
That would be crazy. I would love to do that.
I mean, it's kind of gotcha journalism, which is a little problematic, but it's wild.
I would, it depends on, like, the Sherry Pie thing, yes, I would have liked to do that, but if it's like, I don't know, I can't think of an example right now, but the short answer is yes, I would, but there are, you know, but you go to who? Like, if it's like, I don't know.
Anyway, I just thought about that. I like to watch that stuff. I don't like to do it. Like when I think back to like people, and there's something about inviting someone on your show and then being mean to them. You know who used to do this? Actually, you know, we'll talk about this little extra bit in the Patreon exclusive. We'll see y'all there.